Stop judging yourself so harshly when it comes to speaking English. Hi, I'm Meredith, and I'm an accent and pronunciation coach for non-native speakers of English. I focus on accent and pronunciation because I believe the number one barrier between a non-native English speaker and feeling 100% confident and fluent in English is not what they say, but how they say it. That is, their pronunciation and their accent. Something that I've noticed with a lot of my students is just how harshly they judge themselves and critique themselves when it comes to speaking English. The number one example I have of this is how many of my students just have this habit of saying sorry when they make mistakes in English. And with those students, I usually tell them that they need to change their mentality about their English. When you make a mistake, there is nothing that you need to apologize for. Not to me, and not to anyone else, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So for example, if one of my students makes a mistake and I correct them on this mistake, and if that student has the habit of saying sorry, I tell these students, let's replace this habit you have of saying sorry whenever you make a mistake. And if you need to say something, you need to acknowledge that I have corrected a mistake, let's change sorry for thank you. So you can say to me, thank you for correcting me. Thank you for teaching me the right way to say this, but never sorry, because a mistake is not something that you need to say sorry for. When you have been conditioned to learn in the traditional way, you end up training yourself to judge yourself. When I say traditional way, I mean like language academies or in school. They teach you that each mistake that you make in English receives some kind of punishment, like a point taken off in an exam. And so then you're associating your mistakes with a big failure. You treat it as something that you should feel guilty or bad about. But this is actually the contrary. It is 100% impossible to learn a language to fluency without making any mistakes. So if you catch yourself making a mistake in English and you think, God, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? I'm so sorry. Ah, gosh, I shouldn't make these mistakes. You have to stop and realize that it's not just you. If you have somehow in your imagination this idea that only you are the one making these quote-unquote silly mistakes or dumb mistakes, that idea is wrong. Every person, regardless of their level of English, even native speakers, we make mistakes in English. And if there's someone you admire who's a non-native English speaker and speaks English very well and they sound very fluent, that person at some time in their life was making just as many mistakes as you're making right now. And the reason that they became fluent is because they didn't feel embarrassed, ashamed, or guilty for their mistakes enough to stop going. Despite those feelings that come up when we make mistakes, they kept going, and that is how they reached fluency in English. And you can do the same. Think about a child who is learning their first language. So imagine you have a kid, and you're their parent, and so you're teaching them your language, and that's going to be their first language. When that kid talks to you, obviously, they're going to make some little mistakes, right? They're not going to speak with perfect grammar or perfect vocabulary. But would you ever punish them or try to make them feel bad for these mistakes? Of course not. Why would they know any better? They're learning something brand new. Now, I want you to imagine that that child is you. And you have to be kind with the child version of yourself. You are teaching yourself a new language. And so you have to have patience and understand that mistakes are completely normal and part of the process. So if you struggle with these feelings of guilt, I have noticed that it seems like my students, they feel this guilt when they are speaking with a native speaker. So when they're speaking with me, they feel like they need to apologize for the mistakes they make. When they are dealing with their coworkers in an English-speaking setting and make mistakes, they feel like, oh, sorry, I need to say sorry for making this mistake. If you feel that way, try to reverse your mindset and realize, no, these mistakes that I'm making or anything that I perceive to be a mistake is completely normal for someone at my level of English, and I should be proud because I have done the work, I have put in the effort to learn another language, so I have nothing to be sorry for. Once you have mastered this mindset of feeling completely comfortable with yourself in English and not feeling shame or judgment or critiquing towards yourself when you speak English, then you can really feel free. Free to just speak without having to analyze the correctness of what you say. And that, even though it seems almost counterintuitive, is what's going to bring you to fluency. When you allow yourself to relax and feel truly comfortable and speak spontaneously, This will improve your overall fluency in English. You're just going to sound more natural than someone who judges and overanalyzes everything that they say. So instead of feeling guilty with every mistake that you make, you should be celebrating them. And if you celebrated your wins and your accomplishments in English as much as you punished or critiqued your flaws or your imperfections, you would reach fluency even faster, just because of the positive association and positive relationship that you have with the language learning process. Do you think that when I was learning Spanish that I felt guilty or ashamed or embarrassed about the mistakes I was making in Spanish? Well, yes, I did. But do you think that I let that feeling of embarrassment or guilt or shame stop me from speaking Spanish? Never. Because I was so excited with myself for being able to speak in a language that I didn't speak before. So every conversation that I had in Spanish, regardless of the mistakes that I made, I finished that conversation thinking, wow, this is incredible. 4 months ago, I couldn't have had a conversation like this, but today I could. So I was celebrating my wins and my accomplishments with Spanish. And I want you to do the same with your English. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to take your English to the next level and overcome the barriers that prevent you from reaching fluency, I want to invite you to my free webinar. It is an accent diagnostic session. So that means I will listen to you speak and maybe have you read some text in order to determine what are the main areas of improvement in your pronunciation in English that you can improve to help you speak English more fluently. This event is on August 27th, 2023. That's a Sunday, and it takes place at 10 a.m. in Mexico City time, which is GMT minus 6. All of the details can be found on my website or my Linktree. So go to linktree.com/Meredith Spielman. You can find the information in the show notes of today's episode. Thanks, and I hope to see you there. Spaces are limited, so make sure to reserve now.